You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Yes, those who missed it, school is indeed back in session, but more fun still, the official return of the unofficial sport of Texas. Friday Night Lights, anyone? To say football's big here is an understatement. In fact, Waco-based author Chad Conine expresses the concept so much better, calling Texas the Republic of Football. That's the title of his new book. Chad, welcome to Texas Standard.
Hi, thanks, David. I appreciate you having me.
High school football is obviously such a part of the lives of so many Texas families. And yet, you know, after graduation, the stories of so many of those players, unless they go on to success in college or the pros, so many of those stories are forgotten. Why do you want to focus on high school ball?
Well, you know, I've covered high school football since I was in high school. And, you know, you mentioned the start of school. The only thing that got me wanting to go to school again was the fact that high school football was coming up on Friday nights. But, you know, as I've gone on, I've got to cover college games and a few NFL games and you know, all kinds of different sports. And high school football Friday nights is different and unique and in some ways better than any other thing that I cover, because you get into that postseason, you get in that time of the year when it's really special. And you get to follow teams that you've seen several times in a row. You really get to know them really well. The communities get involved and excited. And that's, you know, there's 41 chapters in this book, and I would guess 37, 38 of them involve teams that played well into November, if not December, if not all the way to the state championship game.
Wow. So, you break this book down, as you mentioned, you have cities and years. Right. And it's almost like a – I don't know. It's almost like a roadmap of Texas. I mean, from White Deer in the Panhandle, Idaloo, outside of Lubbock. Why'd you break it down that way?
You know, I started the book with the Hamlin chapter because I was in a press box in Lubbock covering a college game, and a writer up there named Lance Lannard from Amarillo was telling me about covering a game between Panhandle and Hamlin. And then, you know, everybody, whether it be players that played their last game and their senior year of high school, or guys that went on and are still playing like Drew Brees, everybody played on a high school team somewhere in a town, in a community. They weren't recruited to play there. They just grew up and they played there. Now, you know, whether it's Cliff Kingsbury from New Braunfels or Hayden Fry from Odessa, or like I said, Drew Brees from Austin Westlake, these people identify with the towns, you know, often as much as the towns identify with them. And you know, like Sealy, for example, is known as you know, Eric Dickerson's hometown.
Right,
and
right.
Tyler is known as Earl Campbell's hometown.
Right.
But I was able to take those towns and tell stories of other years that are every bit as compelling as, you know, those guys would have been.
Well, I was just going to ask, because, I mean, a lot of these names I recognize, Colt McCoy, Adrian Peterson. What about some of the, your favorite lesser known story? We don't have a whole lot of time, but I'd love to squeeze something in if you have a favorite.
Well, I'll tell you, I got to cover the Crawford Pirates when they went to the 2004 state championship. And I think I covered their last five games all the way into the state title. And another person that was keeping tabs on that team just happened to be George W. Bush, and because he was living near Crawford. But to me, it wasn't about that. It was about just being involved with this team and the players on it. And, you know, I just took a copy to their coach, Robert Murphy, a few weeks ago and sat in his living room and retold some of the stories. So that's the great thing about high school football, is telling those stories. And there's a lot there in Texas. There is a lot of legacy from this state.
Hey, let me ask you about something about the changing climate and attitudes about football. There's this whole discussion about head injuries and safety, heat-related injuries for football players. And I know a lot of parents who won't let the kids play football anymore. Do you sense that there's a kind of we're reaching or approaching a kind of tipping point when it comes to Texas's love affair with football?
I don't think so. I think that there are definitely questions, and football has some issues to address. It'll be tricky to see how those get addressed, but in terms of the excitement about it, you know, the excitement this time of the year, people are passionate about playing the game, and they're going to be no matter what the news around the sport develops. I mean, you go to places and you look at you hear college players talking. They look at it as, you know, the stepping stones to a livelihood. Now, is that realistic all the time? Maybe, maybe not. And then you've got kids that, you know, they just grow up as boys and they want to go out there and play and compete and be that star quarterback or running back or linebacker, you know. So that stuff doesn't diminish, even though there are issues that come up that I'm concerned about them as anybody. And I'm worried about the future of football just like anybody. But as much as I'm worried about it, I don't see the passion diminishing. Does that make sense?
Something that strikes me
there's something about, and I think you were touching on this, you know, when you go to a college game, it's big like the pros, maybe bigger in some respects. There's something else, though, when you go to a small Texas town, you don't even have to be from that town, but you can sit there in the bleachers and watch this game, and it's almost as if you're, I don't know, school spirit doesn't begin to capture that sense of attachment and community that you sometimes find in small town football. There is something that happens there in those little football fields, those smaller stadiums, that, I don't know, how would you characterize it?
Well, I would just say that the college programs, they breed such intense rivalries, and everybody's got their favorite team, and you have a lot of, you know, intensity there and maybe some negative emotions there. But when it comes to your high school team, everybody's kind of pulling for the same team. I mean, everybody on your side of the stadium, everybody that lives on your block, all wants the Bulldogs or the Eagles or the Panthers or the Trojans to win. And that creates, you know, togetherness. And especially on a winning team, that really, you know, gets the community involved together and pushing in the same direction. And that's special.
Chad Conine is the author of Republic of Football, Legends of the High School Game. Chad, thanks so much.
Absolutely.